When I was a youth growing up, my parents were great fans of pop music. They particularly liked the crooners, the singers of the great ballads. And one of the songs that I remember from my childhood is "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love." Not just for some, but for everyone. And of course, in our diocesan life, we're concentrating on the third part of our diocesan mission, that we are called to be people who demonstrate love. A lovely phrase, because it's not just about feeling love or even showing love, it's about proving love in action. After the diocesan conference, we asked several people what they did in their churches to demonstrate love.
We try and incorporate everybody in. We have a friendship group every fortnight where people come and have a light lunch and play card games. And we go out and visit people who are not well, who can't get to church. We've changed the time of one service to let people come in later. And I just think the best thing you can do to demonstrate love is just to smile at people. Just give them a big smile and they'll go, "Oh, she's mad." But you're demonstrating that you care.
We've got open the book now in all our schools, and the two church schools as well. And then finally, once a month now, we've got Messy Church to keep the children happy.
We like people to come to church sometimes to be part of it, but it's really belonging. It's being part of a group, and then we can look at faith afterwards. The important thing is looking at belonging and being part of a belonging group of people loving and caring for each other.
One of the really exciting things we've been able to do to help demonstrate love to our community is to open the church more. It's incredible to spend time with people who are coming in to use such a prayerful space, and they come in awe but often very broken, and just to have somebody spend time with them and to listen to their story and sometimes pray with them is really beneficial and an incredible opportunity.
I see lots of wonderful examples of love being shared. Sometimes it's just sitting next to somebody. Sometimes it's just smiling at someone who just needs that in that moment of time. Spending time with someone who needs an ear, and sometimes that smile can really make a difference.
We had all the children from and staff from Pentry School come to St Mary's in Chirk, and they spent a whole day thinking about their Christian value for this term, which is friendship. And it was great to talk to the children and hear what they were doing and actually the ways that they were demonstrating love within their school through Christian values and friendship especially.
As a new mission area, we're starting to look now as how we can demonstrate love. We do things individually as individual churches. For example, the church I'm at, which is at St Bartholomew Sealand, we have a well-fed hub, and we also have a cafe regularly meeting. But there are lots of other things that we can do. So we're now starting to challenge one another as to how we approach the big problems of our area and its environment.
There's another song which is used in our hymns, and it's a hymn written by a 17th century Christian, "My Song is Love Unknown." My song is love unknown, it says, my Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. And as Christians, we show love not just out of a sense of common humanity, not just out of a sense of being sociable, but because we believe that God loves us, and therefore everyone is worthy of being a recipient of love. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. In the end, the real value of a church will be shown by its ability to transform lives. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. And I want to encourage us in this year of demonstrating love to be churches that push the boundaries out a bit. We might be very good at embracing people already. We might be resting on our laurels a little. But let's this year make every one of our churches in the diocese known for the quality of love they show to others. What better celebration could there be of the Christmas message that God loved the world so much that he gave us his only Son?